哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，我们一起来学习四世纪。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus, we'll study the book of Judges.
首先跟大家说抱歉，因为没有准备这个大纲的讲义。
First, I want to apologize to everyone that I didn't prepare an outline for you.
因为小弟想说，我们借着四世纪里头的人物，用人物来做分享。
I thought we would use the characters as outlines to share this book.
从人物当中提出一些教训，来作为我们这个时代的基督徒的一个学习或者是见解。
And through the characters as learning points for us to try to apply that to our lives.
那讲义上面是有关四世纪一些背景、作者、年代、资料的参考。
On the handouts, we do have some reference material regarding the historical background of this book.
四世纪的作者传统上认为是撒母耳所写。
Most people regard this book as being written by Samuel.
但是也有人主张可能是一连串资料的汇整跟收集而成的。
But some people also think that this could just be a collection of scrolls or written texts.
但是作者是谁并不会影响到我们对四世纪的学习以及它的价值。
But no matter who wrote this book, it does not affect the value and the meaningfulness of this book.
那在四世纪的这个产生的年代
regarding the time period of this book,
大概是这个以色列百姓他们进到迦南地。
It was roughly after the Israelites had entered into the land of Canaan.
到他们这个扫罗登基做王为止。
Before the time that King Saul became king.
那这个年代上有一点差距。
However, there is some discrepancy when we calculate out the years.
可见这个四世纪的这些士师们，他们是区域性的有的甚至是重复发生的。
How we can understand it is the judges are regional judges and that there is some overlap between the times that they reigned.
那四世纪的历史背景有它的特殊意义在。
Historically, there's quite a lot of significance.
它呈现一个历史的观点。
This gives us a perspective in history to look upon.
如同在《申命记》的28章，神对以色列百姓的嘱咐一样。
This is similar to God's blessing for the Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 28.
当选民遵守神的诫命，就能得到神的祝福。
When the chosen people follow the will of God, they will be blessed.
当选民背逆神的时候，咒诅就临到。
And when they turn their backs to God, God will curse them.
这样子历史的观点也发生在四世纪里头。
This kind of an historical perspective also happened in the time of Judges.
在整个四世纪里头，大概记载着七次的如此的循环。
There are about seven cycles of such a blessing and disobedience.
从以色列百姓犯罪行神眼中所做的所看为恶的事开始。
It starts with the Israelites doing things that are evil in the eyes of God.
进到神把他们交在某某仇敌的手中。
Until it goes on to say that God had delivered them into this and this enemy.
再来就是百姓他们受苦呼求神的帮助。
And then the people would cry out to God for help.
最后神兴起士师来拯救他们。
And then God will raise up a judge to deliver them out of their hardship.
这样的循环在四世纪里头总共有七次。
So this cycle repeats seven times in the book of Judges.
那值得注意的是以色列人他们自始至终没有办法照神的旨意把迦南地的民族给驱逐干净。
We also know that ever since the beginning, the Israelites were not able to destroy all the inhabitants of the land of Canaan.
而这些残余的迦南种族就成为选民他们生活上的辖制跟枷锁。
So the remaining people in the land of Canaan became great obstacles and opponents of the people of God.
一方面引诱百姓偏离神，犯罪。
Not only did they allure the people away from God so that they eventually sinned.
另外一方面也间接成为神惩罚他选民的工具。
The Canaanites also became tools by which God punished his people.
以色列百姓他们进入迦南地的时候,
when the Israelites entered the land of Canaan,
历史已经迦南地已经进入到铁器时代。
The technology had developed into use of iron as tools.
但铁器的制造一直掌握在这个北方的迦南人这个赫人的手中。
And this technology started and remained within the northern land of Canaan.
所以我们会看到在士师记里头神兴起的士师所用的这个武器可以说无奇不有的。
So we could see a variety of weapons that the judges used.
有赶牛棍,
there are rods that we use to herd cows and cattle.
有这个驴腮骨,
there are bones, the jaw bones of a donkey.
有这个瓶子的, 火把,
there are bottles and just fire.
那四世纪里头也提到这个迦南人他们的武器的先进有铁车。
But the Bible also describes more advanced weapons such as iron chariots.
这也是让这些以色列人、以色列选民他们怕于受到这个敌人先进武器的影响，而没有办法完全的依靠神把敌人给驱逐。
And these advanced weapons became obstacles for the Israelites in their reliance to God.
当我们详细读这个士师记的时候，
But when we read the book closely,
我们会看到在当中有一些太平的时段比较长。
We notice that some peaceful periods lasted quite a long time.
比如说底波拉做士师有80年。
For example, when Deborah was a judge, it lasted 80 years.
这是有原因的。
I think there's a reason behind that.
在当时， 埃及曾经两度入侵巴勒斯坦地。
At that time, Egypt attacked the land of Palestine twice.
削弱了迦南人他们的势力。
And they greatly diminished the force of the Canaanites.
间接的也造成迦南人他们没有力量来欺负以色列人。
And so they became too weak to attack the Israelites.
纵观整个士师记，
If we step back and look at this book,
我们看到以色列在士师时期并没有一个政治中心。
We realize that there's not a central governmental power during this time.
如同在士师记的最后提到的，国中没有王。
This is reflected by the very last few verses of the chapter that there is no king among this kingdom.
那士师的兴起往往也是区域性的而已。
And also the judges were regional judges.
这些士师并没有继承人。
They did not have any heirs or successors.
他们是间歇性的兴起来治理以色列百姓。
And so they come up in succession to help the people.
那在当时的宗教敬拜中心是示罗。
At that time, the center of faith is Shiloh.
在撒母耳记上，我们可以看到这个撒母耳的父亲带着全家到示罗去拜神。
In 1 Samuel, we can see that Samuel's father brought the whole family to worship God there.
但是在士师记里头，我们看到这个 敬拜的中心呢，到底啊有多少以色列人遵照神的吩咐上示罗拜神，不得而知。
But in the book of Judges, it's very hard to tell how many people actually went to the to Shiloh to worship God.
这也让我们看出为什么士师时代会混乱的原因。
And that is perhaps a cause of the chaos during this time.
对敬拜神的事上，已经不是那么的热衷了。
And they no longer have zeal in their worshiping of God.
迦南地的宗教信仰啊，在士师记里头我们看到有巴利有亚斯塔路。
At that time, the gods that were prevalent included Baal and Ashtoreth.
这些都是迦南人他们的所敬拜的这个神祇啊。
These are all gods in the land of Canaan.
迦南人他们的敬拜仪式里头充满着淫乱及腐败。
And even in their ceremonies of worship, they're full of sexual immorality and
甚至献人为祭。
And they even offered humans as sacrifices.
那以色列人就是在这种的宗教迷惑当中迷失，转而背逆神去侍奉这个偶像假神。
So it was in this kind of a religious confusion that the Israelites left and worshipped other gods.
我们再看看这个以色列人他们的信仰从以这个摩西带领以色列百姓进到旷野，然后再由约书亚带领他们进到迦南地。
So thinking through the journey of the Israelites, coming out from Egypt, being led by Moses and then by Joshua.
如同摩西在生命记里头所说的。
As Moses has said in the book of Deuteronomy.
以色列人的失败在于对神缺乏敬畏的心。
The fall of Israel is because of that they lack reverence toward God.
这是他们经常偏离神主要的原因。
And that is why they would deviate away from God.
到了士师时代，同样的问题也仍然存在着。
And the same problem remained in the time of Judges.
当生活一安定，信仰上的偏差叛逆更加变本加厉。
After their living situation stabilized, their faith became even more confused, and they left God further and further.
再加上迦南地他们的经济、他们的文化比以色列人来的比较先进。
Furthermore, in the land of Canaan, their culture and their technology were more advanced than that of the Israelites.
那一些比较肥沃的滨海平原还是为迦南人所把持、所占据。
And the more fertile land along the coast were still in the possession of the Canaanites.
所以让以色列选民误认为迦南人是因为敬拜偶像巴利而得到丰收，而得到得到帮助的。
So their misconception may include that the that the greater harvest from the Canaanite people are because of the gods that they worship.
因着这样的错误的偏差观念，所以他们就效法迦南人去侍奉他们的偶像。
And so with this assumption in mind, they followed the people there and worship their god.
或者是在敬拜独一真神的信仰里头掺杂这个异端的这些这个崇拜。
Or perhaps besides worshiping the one true God, they also had other sects and other religions.
那这样的观念有时候也是会在我们这个时代发生的。
Similar situations can happen in our time.
总是那个回收，重视那个利益。
When we emphasize the amount of return or the amount of gain.
所以拜神 变成是为了今生的好处而已。
Our religion gets mixed up in the rewards of this life.
对外福音的信息从永生的盼望到成功的人生。
Our message of salvation could be changed into the successes in life.
经很少再提永生了。
People do not even mention the everlasting eternal life anymore.
你要有和谐的人际关系吗？
They may say, would you like to have a good interpersonal skills?
你要有成功的人生吗？
Would you like to be a successful?
你的病想得医治吗？
Would you like to be cured of your illnesses?
你想要赚钱吗？
Would you like to be wealthy?
来信耶稣吧。
Come and believe in Christ.
这样的信息充满着这个世代的基督教。
This kind of messages are everywhere in the Christian churches today.
所以当时以色列选民他们面对的挑战，今天的我们同样面对。
So the same kind of challenges are faced by both the Israelites then and us now.
这个也值得我们再去思考。
And so we need to really think about this point.
那在士师记里头，这个大纲哈，第一章是延续约书亚的这个叙述。
And so the outline for this book of Judges is from the beginning, it continues on the message from Joshua.
记载着以色列人他们进到迦南地他们攻城略地的一些历史。
The tradition from Joshua where the Israelites enter into the promised land and they conquered and occupied different areas.
那也记载着以色列人他们没有逐出这个迦南的种族啊。
It also recorded that the Israelites were not able to take over many of the local tribes.
那第二章是神的使者对他们的责备以及处罚。
And the second chapter describes the chastisement and the punishments to come.
那从第三章到第十六章，就是刚刚所说的七次的循环。
And between chapters 3 and 16, there are 7 cycles of blessing, outcry, and punishment.
那这些记录显示以色列人在这七次的试验当中不是很成功。
And we can see that the seven, even though there were 7 such cycles, the Israelites did not succeed.
直到呼求神，神兴起士师来帮助他们脱离仇敌的辖制。
They called out to God, and God would answer their calling.
在这当中神兴起了12位士师。
And there were 12 such judges.
那其中跟异族对抗的有7位之多，可见神对以色列民族的管教是很频繁的。
And 7 of them helped the Israelites fight with a foreign nation, and we can see that there are frequent chastisements from God.
在士师记里头也记录了2首诗歌，一首是底波拉之歌，那另外一首是约坦所说的树的预言。
And the book of Judges also includes 2 psalms. One is the psalm of Deborah, and the other is a prophecy.
这个都有它的这个文学的价值。
And these are also great literary material for us.
另外在士师记里头也看出以色列他们3次的内战。
There are also 3 internal wars among the Israelites.
一次是记载在19章到21章。
The first one is from chapters 19 to 21.
是这个几乎导致于便雅悯支派消灭严重后果的一次内战。
This event nearly resulted in the annihilation of the tribe of Benjamin.
那第二次的内战是亚比米勒与加勒为了争夺王位的内战。
And the second war was between Abimelech and another person in fighting for their kingship.
这记载在士师记的第9章。
And that's in chapter 9.
那第三次是因为以法连人的无理取闹，让耶弗他 跟他打仗。
And the third has to do with Ephraim and a battle thereof.
一再的显示出这个四世纪的一个主题，以色列中没有王，个人任意而行的状况。
So the central theme behind all these events was that there was no king in Israel.
当然四世纪四世时代并不是所有的人都堕落败坏。
Of course, not every person in this time was corrupt.
还有很多这个默默遵行神旨意的人神也照样赏赐福气跟平安给他们。
There were many who would follow the will of God, and God would give them His blessings.
如同路德的故事。
Such as the story of Ruth.
就像撒母耳他。这个父亲这个以利加拿。
And also, for example, the father of Samuel.
所以仍然是有一些人默默遵守神的法律。
And so there are people who still in their hearts keep the laws of God.
所以在我们这个世代里头。
So in our generation.
所以我们看到这个好像神的作为已经停止隐藏。
Even though we may not see the work of God, or we think that it may be hidden.
再来我们看到遍地诱惑我们的事情。
And we see around us so many distractions and attractions.
但无非是要我们能够像士师时代的人一样能够抓住神的应许。
The goal is for us to hold on like the Israelites should to God's promises.
靠着信心来得胜。
That we need to rely on our faith, so we could be victorious.
这也是希伯来书十一章对于士师的这些众士师的评论。
These are the comments from the book of Hebrew in chapter 11 regarding the judges.
因着信制服敌国，行了公义，得了应许。
By faith.They conquered kingdoms and worked with righteousness and obtained the promises of God.
打退外邦的全军。
They conquered all the surrounding nations.
所以从四世纪里头也让我们看出信心的主题。
So this theme of this book we can call faith.
人因为没有信心而悖逆神，惹神愤怒。
For people fell away from God and aroused God's anger because they did not have faith.
士师们因着信心成为神拯救那个时代人的工具。
The judges delivered the people out of their enemies by God's help because they had faith.
那在士师记里头，也让我们看出，仿佛看出看到一个诱惑人的画面。
In this book, we could also see.
这些迦南地的人，他们所敬奉偶像这些假神，他们的炫耀，他们的夺目。
We could also see how glamorous and how attractive the foreign gods were.
仿佛是披着彩衣，引诱当日的以色列人渐渐的远离神。
It's as if they were wearing a very glittering attire and attracting the Israelites step by step away from God.
今天我们所面对的虽然不是当日迦南地那些偶像那些假神。
Even though we don't face the same idols nowadays.
是看得见的。
These idols were nonetheless physical.
但是看不见的偶像看不见的假神却充斥在这个世代的每一个角落里头。
But we have in every corner of this world invisible idols.
它挑动着我们心里头那个原始的欲望。
It calls to our innate yearning.
对尘世的种种做无止境的追求。
And it asks for us to pursue after all the events and all the enjoyments.
让我们逐渐对神对于侍奉的热忱从冷漠进到姑息甚至放弃 为自己编造许多的借口。
And it attracts us in a way that not only do we become lukewarm in our faith, we become stale in our faith, and we eventually fall away.
哦，信仰逐渐啊成为法利赛人式的啊那种仪式的崇拜而已。
And this faith becomes that of a Pharisee, that of hypocrisy.
哦，甚至就如同迦南地的人，他们那种交换式的、酬劳式的敬拜神的观念跟态度。
And it becomes a formality, much like that of the Jews in the past.
倾向于今生福乐的追求。
And the central goal is to pursue after enjoyment.
而忘了那个永生的盼望。
And no one even thinks of the hope for eternal life.
那四世纪也告诉我们一个重点。
And another main point of this chapter.
神是忌邪的神。
That God is,
神绝对不会对我们今生的行为啊，任我们胡乱妄为而不会有所回应的。
God despises evil, and He will surely punish us for our wrongdoings.
四世纪也让我明白人的软弱。
Book of Judges also makes us realize our own weaknesses.
也看出神他的帮助跟拯救。
And help us see God's deliverance and His protection.
这个是我们在分享四世纪之前呢，大概把它的一个内容跟背景做大概的介绍。
And so before we study the chapter, the book chapter by chapter, this is the overall scheme.
那我们现在就正式要进到四世纪里头。
So let's open up Judges chapter 1.
四世纪第一章告诉我们，他们继续攻取迦南，这个土地的情况。
In the first chapter, they continue to advance into the land of Canaan.
第二节记载神要犹大先上去。
Verse 2, the Lord said Judah should go up first.
在这里我们看到说犹大。神要他们先上去攻打。
Here we see that God wanted Judah to go and fight first.
那我们想起在迦南地的征战当中，第一场战役这个耶利哥城之战里头有一个人犯罪叫亚干。
This reminds us of the first battle of Jericho in the land of Canaan. The person that sinned was called Achan.
这个亚干就是犹大支派的人。
And this Achan belonged to the tribe of Judah.
亚干犯罪，拖累了大家。
Because of his sin, everyone also suffered.
所以在这里我们看到神要犹大支派先上去攻打。
So here the Lord wants Judah to go up first.
所以让我们想起说，神要我们在哪里失败，要在哪里刚强起来。
But the lesson from God is, God wants us to stand up from where we have fallen down.
接下来记载犹大跟西缅他们的联手。
And then this goes on to say that this tribe of Simeon was to work with the tribe of Judah.
犹大知道自己力量有限。
Judah knew that his ability was limited.
他请求西缅跟他一起去。
So he asked for Simeon to go with him.
所以西缅跟他一起去。
So then they went together.
将来这个犹大也跟西缅去到他所免咎之地。
And they also
抽签的地方。
So the both of them went when it came time to cast lots.
那在这里我们看到说这个征战相互的帮助。
So here we can see that they helped each other in the battle.
哦，在我们信仰的生活里头，有人说基督徒的人生啊，就是一场征战的人生。
In our lives as Christians, people say that this is also a life of battle.
就如同保罗在以弗所书的最后面所说的，要穿戴全副的军装。
Such as the very end of Ephesians, Paul tells us we need to put on the spiritual armor.
而且我们所征战的对象，并不是属血气，而是空中属灵气的魔鬼。
And we fight not against the physical beings, we fight with the spiritual and the evil beings.
哦，我们更当啊，要哦，要大家彼此要相互的联合啊，来抵抗。
And we need to furthermore unite with one another to fight against this power.
从恩赐的搭配的观点来看，也是这样子。
Also with the
gift.
With the amount of gifts, they also must work together.
哦，我们知道圣工是整体性的，而不是片段的。
We know that holy work should be done as a whole.
所以这也是保罗他以人的肢体啊，来形容神的教会。
And the unity, so that's why Paul describes the church as different body parts.
哦，是联合于耶稣基督的。
That we all unite with Christ.
而不是单打独斗的。
And not fought one by one singly.
哦，那也让我们想起在撒母耳记下第十章那里啊。
And so in 2 Samuel chapter 10.
哦，约押跟亚比塞啊，这对兄弟，他们的啊相互的支援跟帮助了。
The two brothers, helped each other in the battles.
哦，面对着亚门人啊，还有摩押人的联军，相互的支援，相互的呼应。
They fought against the Moabites and the Ammonites, and they were able to assist each other.
哦，所以在我们信仰的人生里头，也应当要有属灵的同伴。
So such, in this same matter, in our spiritual lives, we should have spiritual companions.
啊，能够让我们啊彼此扶持啊。
So that we could lend a hand to each other.
啊，两个人总比一个人好。
Because two is better than one.
啊，一个人跌倒，另外一个还可以扶起他。
When one person falls, and the other can help him up.
在信仰里头，不要做独行侠啊。没有那个单打独斗的。
In the spiritual journey, we shouldn't walk all by ourselves.
不然就会落到以利亚先知那种只剩我一人的窘境。
Perhaps we may even fall, be like Israel, Prophet Elijah, thinking that he was the only one left.
在罗藤树下向神求死。
He sat there asking God, for death.
好，这是我们从啊犹大跟西缅啊他们的联。啊，这个联合啊，我们得到一些的教训。
So the union of Judah and Simeon's troops, this we learned this lesson.
啊，从十一节到十五节啊，这里记载着啊，这个加勒的侄儿俄陀涅啊，他征服底壁，并且娶了加勒的女儿亚撒为妻。
From verses 15 and 11 to 15.It describes how the son of Caleb the son of his brother married Caleb's daughter.
好，同样的记载啊，也记载在啊这个约书亚记的十五章那里。
This was also recorded in Joshua 15.
好，那我们看到这个啊加勒的侄儿俄陀涅。
So we see that Othniel the nephew of Caleb.
哦，啊，我们看到啊，他奋勇啊来征战。
He was courageous in this fight.
哦，他并且啊啊也成为第一个士师。
He also became the very first judge.
哦，俄陀涅自小生长在啊这个哦加勒跟他的父亲的家庭里头啊。
Othniel grew up in the household where Caleb was his uncle.
想必啊，加勒的信心呐、啊，也影响他很多。
I would imagine that the faith of Caleb would extend and influence him.
哦，在约书亚记的十四章，我们看到加勒哦，他老当益壮的一面。
In Joshua 14, we can read about Caleb's characters when he was old.
哦，他主动对约书亚请求啊。
He of his own volition asked Joshua.
哦，他说到啊，啊，我今年85岁啊，但是还是像40年前呐、啊，摩西差派我们两个窥探迦南地那样的强壮。
And said that even though I'm 85 years old now, I'm as strong as when we spied on the land when we were 45.
请求约书亚将神应许给他的地啊，让他去征战。
Would you allow me to go and claim the land that I've been assigned to occupy?
哦，他必能够靠着神把当地的当时所惧怕的这个亚纳族的巨人呢、啊，给赶出去。
I will certainly be able to conquer this land despite the giants that were there.
所以我们看到这个俄陀涅，哈、啊，他受到他的伯父的影响。
So, with this kind of an influence, Othniel grew up with his uncle.
哦，在这种啊这个信心啊的环境当中被栽培起来的。
In this spiritual environment, he was brought up.
难怪他一马当先啊，当仁不让。
So it wasn't surprising to see him coming out to rescue the Israelites.
哦，所以这个也让我们懂得哦这个圣功还有信仰。栽培后进的重要性。
So that makes me think about the importance of bringing up our next generation.
想想看，提摩太的信仰也是受他的母亲，甚至是祖母的影响。
Thinking about the faith of Timothy, which were influenced by not only his mother but his grandmother.
哦，信仰啊是不能够遗传下去的，是需要靠栽培的。
Of course, faith itself is not passed on just it's not inheritable.
哦，不像说我们的钱财啊，你可以留给你的后代子孙。
It's not like an inheritance or wealth that we could pass on literally.
信仰没有办法用遗传的。
It's not something that we can inherit.
必须要靠栽培。
It has to be nurtured.
哦，所以我们很高兴我们在座的弟兄姐妹愿意来这里受造就、受栽培。
And I'm very happy to see everyone here. To try to develop their faith and to grow in their faith.
好，那因为啊，这个俄陀涅的勇敢，他征服了底比，啊，所以他也得到了加勒啊，赏赐他女儿亚撒为妻子。
And we see that the courage of Othniel not only delivered the Israelites out of their enemy's hand, he also married Caleb's daughter.
哦，那这个亚撒，她一过门呢、啊，她就劝她的丈夫，哦、向他的父亲呢、啊，要，哦，要的地、啊。
And as soon as Asherah married Othniel, she asked his husband for a piece of land.
哦，啊，要地，要田地啊，才能够养生啊。
And land is essential for their livelihood.
哦，所以我们看到这个夫妻一体的情况啊。
So here we could see the the working of this new couple.
加勒出去征战，哦，他的妻子让他没有后顾之忧，能够养生之需啊。
Othniel went and fought in battles, and the wife took care of the daily needs.
哦，真的，产业是祖先所遗留，唯有贤惠的妻子啊，是神所赏赐的。
So indeed, it's true that inheritance come from our ancestors, but a good wife is blessed by God.
哦，所以我们也很盼望。在座的弟兄姐妹，啊，将来也能够找到自己心目中神所匹配的俄陀涅跟亚撒。
But I also hope that every one of us here can find the best husband and wives, just as Othniel and Asherah.
哦，那从19节到36节，这里就记载，当时的这个以色列民啊，他们没有驱逐出去的这个外邦异族。
And then it continues on to record the other tribes that the Israelites could not chase out.
好，比如说犹大，好，在这个19节啊，因为平民的居民有铁车，所以啊就没有办法把他们赶出去。
For example, in verse 19, because the inhabitants had iron chariots, the Israelites could not fight against them.
21节记载，便雅悯人没有办法把啊，住在耶路撒冷的耶布斯人赶出去。
And then in verse 20 says the Benjamites could not chase out the Jebusites.
27、28记载马拿西，29是以法莲人呐。
And 27, 28 talked about the same thing for tribe of Manasseh and tribe of Ephraim.
30节是西布伦, 31到32是亚瑟支派。
30 is about Zebulun and about Asher and 31.
33节拿弗他利, 34节是但族嘛。
33 about Naphtali and then Dan in 34.
在当时啊, 他们所面对的, 啊, 这个外族人啊, 北方, 啊, 大概有米索波大米, 还有西顿人。
Here they, in the north, they face enemies such as the Mesopotamians and also the Hittites.
那马拉西支派、加德支派, 还有流便支派, 还有拿弗他利、亚瑟, 他们面对的是亚摩利人。
And the Manasseans and the Ephraimites face the...
亚摩利人,
the Amorites.
那这个贝拿敏支派, 还有犹大支派, 面对的是亚玛利人, 还有耶布斯人。
And the Benjamites and the Judah, the tribe of Judah faced the Jebusites and also the Amorites.
那他们的西南方还有非利士人。
In the southwest direction are the Philistines.
这些都是他们当时没办法赶出去的。
These are all people that could not be driven out.
但是在这里啊，值得一提的啊，在啊这一段记载里头，有好几个地方啊，都记载说这些外族人呐。 成了他们当中服苦做苦工的人。
But in this passage, repeatedly records that the Jebusites became their subordinates.
那么想想看, 留下这些人来做苦工好不好?
And we could, was it good for the Canaanites to be their servants?
当然神在当日, 他们进入迦南地之前也曾经应许他们。
Of course, God did promise them before they entered this land.
要用渐进的方式, 不将这些外族人一下子就赶走, 以免啊, 那个猛兽, 野兽进到他们当中。
That the people in this land will be driven out step by step, this is to prevent even more fierce enemies from coming in and taking them over.
以免地荒凉啊。
Sorry, it was to prevent beasts from coming in and overtaking the land because the land may be desolate.
所以神应许他们是逐渐的、渐进的方式、帮助他们把迦南人外族给赶出去。So
God promised that the process would be gradual, but the people would be driven out.
但是从等下一章，我们可以看到神对他们的责备。
But then the next chapter, we see that God was not pleased. That the 12 tribes actually made covenants with the people of Canaan instead of driving them out.
甚至他们的后代跟他们通婚啊。
Not only that, their offsprings were married with each other.
没有遵守神的吩咐。
They did not follow God's command.
所以原本这些服苦的人啊, 却成为苦待他们的人。这些迦南人原本是服苦的人，被来做以色列人奴隶的，那后来变成以色列人做他们的奴隶。So
even though the Canaanites were supposed to be serving the Israelites in this arrangement, they ended up overtaking the Israelites.
所以让我们看到说，以色列人的严重的这个近视眼、短视啊。
We could see that the Israelites did not have vision into the future.
只看到眼前的好处。
They are very they only see the present good and values.
终究成为自己的网罗。
And they actually set this trap for themselves.
所以这也让我们思想，当我们今生所享有的一切。
So that again makes us think that all the things that we possess today,
所拥有的这个一切,
everything that we own,
有可能也像这个迦南的妻族一样，神原本是用来造就我们，帮助我们。
It was originally intended like the seven tribes of Israel to be of to serve us, to be of use to us.
比如说学问啊，比如说金钱啊。
For example, our knowledge and our money.
哦, 名声地位等等,
our name and our status.
神并不是不要我们拥有这一些,
it's not that God didn't want us to have any of these.
而是要我们不要被这一些所捆绑。
Rather, God didn't want us to be controlled or bound by all these things.
哦, 所以如同这些迦南人, 刚开始, 对以色列人有所帮助,
and so initially the Canaanites were helpful to the Israelites,
但后来却成为网罗啊,
but they became very dangerous traps.
所以今天我们对于这世上一切的追逐啊, 也要能够看得清楚,
so we must have God's vision and be able to see clearly what we pursue in this world.
能够超越这些物质的享受跟追求啊,
so that we could go beyond the physical enjoyments and the pursuits.
哦, 心中仍然是以神为中心为首位,
that in our hearts God is still the first and the center.
那我们必能够把迦南驱逐把我们心中的七情六欲啊给消灭光, 给
only then can we really drive out all the Canaanites, which would represent all the different lusts and desires in our hearts.
不会成为我们生命,成为我们信仰的网罗, 到后来我们成为被辖制,被苦待的人。
And that we would not become prey of our lusts.
哦, 这是, 从这个 四世纪的第一章啊, 我们可以看到, 当时以色列百姓, 他们, 为 他们是为失败所留下所埋伏的一个阴影了。
And so in chapter 1, we could see what was left behind because the Israelites did not have victory over the Canaanites.
不完全的胜利。
It was an incomplete victory.
这是第一章。
So that's chapter 1.
我们时间的关系, 我们, 接下来的我们再下午继续来学习跟分享。
So in the interest of time, I will save the rest for the afternoon.